KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A, and our guest played last night for Levitation Festival. Her name is Asniv Korgajan, records as Bedouin, released a beautiful debut album last June that is such a comforting record and a healing record, and we're going to make some live music and then talk with Bedouin in a moment. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
What song would you like to start with?
I'm going
to
start you with One of These Days.
Always looking for your next crime, the things I want don't take time. On my knee, honey, you get it. One of these days, one of these days, our love ignites. We're gonna get it and get it right. One of these days. If I'm talking sweet to you, know I'd like to hear it too. It's funnier, honey, to think it's a passing phase. But if I feel alone in the morning dew, start to see new shades of blue. One of these days, you know I'm gonna set our hearts ablaze. If it's my last living deal, if I feel our love and fade, you may as well turn the blade, it's running, honey, in my mouth, I know for days. But Robin's singing the same old song, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. One of these days, you know I'm gonna set our hearts ablaze, if it's the last thing I do. Days, you know I'm gonna set our hearts ablaze, if it's the last thing I do. If it's true that I feel more for you than you do for me, it's stunning, honey, how love has some delays. 'Cause one of these days our love takes flight, we're gonna get it and get it right. One of these days.
Thank you, Asniv.
You're welcome.
Bedouin, the album and the artist, One of These Days, from her debut on KUTX, Asniv Korgajan, who played last night for Levitation Festival. So I have this empathy with artists. I worry when someone who makes quiet music has to play on an outdoor bill with two big rock bands.
As you should.
But it went okay.
But actually, it was so nice. It was really, really nice. There was a great crowd out early, which I'm always very appreciative for. And they were very attentive. It was a lovely crowd.
The last couple of times you were in Austin to play, you were with Fleet Foxes mm-hmm. and Jose Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So those seemed like, okay, quiet crowd.
And sure, sure. Yeah, it's always, you know, I always try to figure out some logic for it, and it never quite works. It's like, it's just hit or miss, but I've had a lot of luck. I feel like the bands I've been touring with, they have really loyal fans, and they're just music lovers, and they're up for it. Sometimes it helps that it opening means that you play earlier, and people are just settling in, and it's kind of nice to ease them in with something quieter.
Cool. Your name that you record under, Bedouin.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, means like the nomad, the wanderer.
Yeah.
And that's the story of your life as far as geographically speaking so far, that you've been all over the place?
Yeah, just kind of because of circumstance. I mean, so I was born in Syria, but mostly just to be born in front of my extended family. But then my parents, they returned to Saudi Arabia, where my dad was working and living. I grew up there for 10 years, and then my family won the green card lottery and that moved us to Massachusetts for 1 year and then down to Texas. And then when I graduated high school, I kind of just moved around, hopped around for college, trying to figure out what I wanted to do exactly. Yeah.
And did you spend a year here at UT?
I did. I forgot to mention that yesterday. I like to mention that when I'm here in Austin. I spent 2006 at UT Austin. And then I continued on trying to figure out exactly where I was going to study and what I was going to study. But it was a great time. And I'd like to spend a little bit more time here. Every time I pass through, I never have time to explore. But
well, welcome back to one of your homes.
Yeah, thanks.
And now home is in Los Angeles?
It is.
And that's where you were working as a sound editor and made your first recordings. It always amazes me because, you know, we get a lot of mail and a lot of CDs and downloads. And then I pulled out your record and it, you know, time kind of stopped for me and it was a beautiful thing. It's great when you can reach an audience with your first record. And I was reading about the first song that you recorded. It was kind of done in one take where you were working.
Yeah. Oh, man. It felt like magic. I had just gone over to Gus's house, Gus Seifert, who produced the record. And my intention was really just to pick his brain about tape because he was the tape guy. And I had been listening to a record by Sybil Beyer from the 60s, which was recorded exclusively on this reel-to-reel tape machine that she did by herself. And I thought that maybe that's something I should consider doing because I was writing so much. So I went to go talk to him about it, and he has a home studio and has all his gear set up. And by the end of the conversation, he asked me if I wanted to just go ahead and try something. And I'd been practicing Solitary Daughter in my apartment for so long just because I grew to love that song. And so we just knocked it out in one take, and that's the one that made the record.
If you'd like to, we could play that song.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Before we get to it, though, you did record the album, though, with Matthew E. White in Virginia?
Actually, I recorded it with Gus Seifert in Los Angeles, but we did go. So we started the record a few years ago, way before I met Matthew. So by the time Matthew and I were talking about working together, a lot of the record had been done, but there was so much space for orchestration. So we decided that we would go to Virginia, to the Space Bomb Studio, and record them there.
So are your wheels already turning now that you've had this record out and you've been touring it and doing various tours about what you'd like to do next?
Absolutely. I've been really eager to get back in the studio. So I'm going to get back in July. I have a little window of time in July and then September. So hopefully we're shooting for next year, early next year, to have something out.
Maybe you could come back and play like our Cactus Cafe or something.
I would love to.
Have you ever played there?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I played, not my own show. While I was a student, I did some like talent show. Didn't make it. But I'd love to return and play a full set there.
We'll save you a place. We're talking with Asniv Korkijan. Bedouin is the name she records under and the name of her debut album. And we were talking about that first song that you did with Solitary Daughter.
Yeah.
So can we do that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Here we go.
With the conviction of the woman you made me, I find blades of grass from the island you lent me. I find on every floor in every drawer though I'm not an island, I'm a body of water. Solitary daughter, if picked at by noon, by midnight I'm ruined. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow. If each blade of grass was meant here for me, split apart, sliced, and wedged in for me. Who's gonna treat it? I'm not gonna need it. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow.
Bedouin is the artist you're listening to on KUTX, and that is Solitary Daughter, actually the first song she ever recorded for her debut album. And Bedouin in town for last night's Levitation Fest performance, and nice enough to spend some time with us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
And today is the day that NPR posted your Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah.
So people can see Bedouin online at npr.org, NPR Music, and see her Tiny Desk concert. And we will post the audio from these two performances. And if you can stick around a moment, maybe do one more song.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll post all three at KUTX.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and Deidre Gott, our Studio 1A producer. You've been listening to Bedouin on KUTX.